Back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN here at 922. We're hoping to get in touch with Jamie Ramsey here or somebody from the Senior Center. They have not joined us yet, so I do have some notes here from the Senior Center, the February newsletter I can read from a little bit here, but I didn't get a confirmation back. We will have also the Health Department joining us here in just a little bit. Breva Spencer and Heather Ritchie planning to join us here a little after 9:30. I think the big news for the Senior Center is, they've coming up on Monday, they are going to still have some AARP tax reparation coming out. Preparation. Here it is.
Preparation's a little different than reparation.
Yeah, it says.
Just for your information.
It says reparation one place, preparation in the other. But So they're going to start that on January 25th, which is Monday. And they'll be offering that in February, March, and April. They'll be starting to take appointments on Monday. You can call 785-537-4040 for an appointment on that. Of course, masks and sanitizer will be available. Of course, you got to wear masks if you come in the Senior Center, as that process will look a little different this year. Also, I know the Senior Center is offering lunch in their dining room, and that's offered at noon. They do have a limited number of meals served. Reservations are required. You do have to wear your masks, except while you're eating, of course. Tables are distanced for safety, and the menu is in the newsletter. So if you check out the newsletter here for February, then you can follow that along here for the whole month. And if you want to learn more about that, you can call the meals coordinator there. 587-2462 is the number to call. Special programs coming up. I know the Senior Center's got a lot of those are constantly working on. They've been working on doing some in-person activities. Dave, I know you're going to actually be part of the Senior Center stuff.
I've got one coming up in February that I'm going to be hosting one of my bingo events.
That's exciting.
And it is Manhattan-based, similar to what we did with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. A lot of Manhattan, Riley County, iconic sites and such. So I'm excited about doing that. That's I've done a number of programs down there over the years, and it kind of ties in closely with Kansas Day. Remind me what the date is on that. I'm not looking at my calendar.
Friday, February 12th.
That's right.
At 1 o'clock.
Thank you.
So we'll be looking forward to that. That's not the only thing going on, but that is one of the special programs happening. They're going to also have a feature on Hale Library, and I think we're getting connected here now. So I'll see who we've got here from the.
Well, we got a perfect tie into that. You did a little round with the gadgets there, and we'll see if we got a Jamie on the air.
Jamie, is that you?
It's Liz Nelson. Hi.
Hi, Liz. Good to have you on here this morning.
Thanks.
On In Focus. We were just chatting a little bit. I've got the newsletter in front of me here.
Okay.
And we were talking about some of the special programs coming up here in February.
Yeah.
I guess we could start there if you want. Just kind of, we talked a little bit about Dave going to be involved in MHK Bingo. There's also the.
That's right. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then.
Yeah, we've got a few things going on. We have, like we were doing last year, we've got guest speakers that come in on Fridays. So we have folks from Hale Library coming in. They're going to talk about the reconstruction of the building, the refurbishing, and then also they'll talk about some of the programming they have going on, or the new projects, I should put it that way, more like kind of new projects and things that they're doing. And you mentioned Dave and his bingo. We also have a group coming in to talk about their agritourism project that they have going up near up in Pott County, north of the high school there at Rock Creek, and they've got an orchard, and they're wanting to have tours and pick your produce kind of thing going on. So they're coming in, and then we've got Cynthia Naughton from Studio Rollers, and she's a local woman who's a makeup artist and hairstylist, and she does a lot of work with people making commercials and videos and movies, and she's done things when they've had, you know, she's done the makeup for people who go out on stage for some of the big speech series that they have at K-State, where they're out at McCain Auditorium, you know, under all those big lights. And so she's going to come in, and it's just kind of a fun one, you know, like if you're sick of wearing a mask, and there's kind of been a thread of articles I've seen where women have gone through, you know, that we've stopped wearing makeup, we've stopped doing all this kind of stuff, and we're sitting around in sweats and staying very relaxed. So we're going to turn that trend around, at least for some times, and she's going to show us maybe some fun things to kind of enhance your look behind this big mask that you're having to wear all the time. So we also have, we've been having a book club series. This month we read the book Bent Road, which is by a gal who grew up here in Manhattan. Her name was Lori. Of course, I'm just blanking out for a second on her maiden name, but anyway, her mom taught high school English. She ended up being a novelist now, very successful. Her name is Lori Roy. Her first novel that got published was called Bent Road. And so we're reading that, and Stormy Kennedy is coming in to lead a discussion next Monday on that book. And we also have some correspondence with Lori that we're going to read through and look at. She talks about what it was like to try to find an agent, what it was like to go through the process of getting a book published. So I think that's going to be really interesting. And that's something we're trying to continue to focus on in our book club. So we're finding local or close to local authors, and we're wanting to have 1 week where we talk about the book. And then the next time we meet, we either would love to have the author there in person, or maybe on Zoom, or someone who can represent the author. So next month, the book is My Little Valentine, in honor of Valentine's Day in February. That book was written by Kelly Parr, and he's also local, and it's something that's been of real interest to people in the Kansas City area, because it's regarding they called them home for unwed mothers once upon a time, but places people would go, and kind of the adoption industry in the U.S. So really interesting stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting story. That one will be to hear. I wondered if you could talk a little bit, I touched on it here briefly, the tax preparation, that's going to begin on Monday?
Well, sign up. You can call in to sign up to get on the list for an appointment. So you're calling for an appointment.
Gotcha.
Starting on the 25th. We believe it will mostly be, it won't be like it was in the past. It used to be you came in and you had a lot of in-person interaction with the people doing your taxes. And this time, people will be either just dropping off their paperwork and having it worked on, or coming in, getting their papers scanned, and then someone would prepare it, but not an in-person appointment. So that's how it's going to look this year.
Okay.
That's from AARP at the national level. So they're making the decisions about how they want to see their tax prep sites operate.
Okay. That's actually not a bad deal, because who wants to sit in 3 hours and do taxes?
Well, I've actually been using their services for a long time. I'm not over 65, but, you know, they can take some people under I can't remember if it's actually 60 or 65. I guess in some ways it has like a sense of being reassuring. You see what's going on step by step, but you're right. You know, if you use an accounting service or something, you're not sitting over the shoulder of your preparer. You're allowing them to go through that paperwork, you know, independently. And so it'll look a little bit more like that.
Okay. And speaking with Liz Nelson here from the Riley County Senior Service Center, anything else you want to go? I know I kind of jumped around.
Yeah, I do actually. The one last thing that we're doing in February, it's something brand new. Jamie and I thought it could be a lot of fun, because she and I both consider ourselves to be what we call townies. You know, Manhattan's our hometown. We've essentially lived here our whole lives, and it can be really fun to get to talk to people who've experienced Manhattan in different eras and what things used to be like, what they are now, what's changed, what stayed the same. And so we're opening that up as a recurring program. And in February, we wanted to start talking about Manhattan in the 1940s. And so I'm doing a little bit of research at the Historical Society. But what we really, really would love for it to look like is if people have memorabilia, if they have pictures, if they have yearbooks or home movies, or if they have something maybe from a business they worked at, or, you know, that was family run or some such thing, to bring that in, and we can look at those things and talk about them and do some reminiscing about the town. And we just think that would be a lot of fun. And our thought process is that we'll kind of go through the decades. It may be that we end up with one decade that we revisit more than once because of the response that we get for it. But like I said, we're starting with the 1940s, and we'll just see what we can get. One thing that inspired this a little bit for me is that I had my dad was able to come in possession of some home movies that a neighboring farmer made of him and his family and his one room school and things like that. This was up in Minnesota, so it doesn't relate to Manhattan. But it was just so unusual that, you know, some farmer in the middle of Minnesota out in a tiny little town would end up having equipment like that. And my dad's 87. So it was really neat to be able to see some of that stuff that dated back to the 1940s. And I don't know, it was just a lot of fun. So I thought, hey, maybe we've got some of that. Maybe somebody's got access to something like that in regards to Manhattan. And I just think it would be really neat to get to look at it.
That would be really cool. It sounds like a fun program. I had somebody actually call here this morning. We were talking about Wilt Chamberlain on the air, and he says he's got a program from when Wilt Chamberlain played. He played at KU. He played here at Ahern Fieldhouse.
So. Ah, cool, yeah. Uh-huh.
So that'd be kind of cool when you get to that decade. I think Wilt probably played in the 50s in college.
Yes, I think so. It's just so cool. All the little, you know, all the things that happen in a town that, you know, people kind of know about and remember, but then to actually, you get to meet people who were there, kind of like the article that was in the paper the other day, and the guy was talking about going to see Martin Luther King Jr. speak at Ahern Fieldhouse, I believe is where he was, and then he mentioned J. Lester Hooper, who was his teacher, and J. Lester Hooper still lives in town. He was my junior high counselor, you know, so I knew him. I still know him. He's real active in the community. And so it's just fun when you can kind of put connections and get an appreciation for a person and the things that they've done in their lives. And
yeah,
the events that they've brushed up against.
Cool. So Townie Tuesday, February 9th at 1:00, and that's going to be That's going to be the first.
And just also to mention, we ask people to call in advance to let us know what program they'd like to come to. We require masks. We'll take your temperature. We have everybody sitting at least 6 feet apart, unless they're a couple who lives together. And then also, please visit our website. You can just Google Riley County Senior Center. It's the easiest way to do it. You can find our newsletter on there and all our programming.
Okay.
If you don't get it in the mail, that's the easiest way to check it out.
Sounds good. Well, Liz, appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again next month.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Take it easy.
Thank you. Riley County Health Department up next on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.
We do have some breaking news with great sadness. Henry Hank Aaron has passed away.
Oh, that's too bad.
The Hammer and Hank. One of the great ones on the baseball field and off. He was 86.